This poem is written about that highly emotive subject of sending your children back to school. On the one hand, it's great for parents because it's like it's the end of the holidays and they've been driving you absolutely mental for 6 weeks. They've been fighting, arguing and just generally being a pain in the arse. But for other parents, it's the first time that their child may have gone to school and they're feeling a bit apprehensive. They're not sure if their child's going to fit in. But anyway, this is written about that first emotive day. This poem is just simply entitled Back to School. That time of the year, the holiday's all done, it's back to school, the end of the fun. But only for children, all parents rejoice. The biggest of cheers starts with a small voice in the pit of the stomach and is easily spread. Soon it is everywhere, from toes to the head. We keep it caged in like a grizzly bear. The noise is stifled, we await the fanfare. The time is not right. Job still to do, uniform packed lunch and school run too. The time has now come to embark on our trek. Are we all ready? Better have a quick check. Teeth have been cleaned, uniform is all neat, book bag, drink bottle, shoes on the right feet. It's out of the house and into the car. It's only 7 miles, not really that far. As it gets closer, endorphins release. End of summer madness, a huge stress decrease. We walk from the car to the school playground. Separation ensues, old friendships refound. And there we all stand, as parents we're proud, as the children mingle and run with the crowd. They discuss heroics and other such deeds, stories embellished, as is sometimes a need. The noise levels build, the activity increased. Will it take in all the information released? Dads stand together, they all know the signs. Another few minutes and all will be fine. The bell will have gone, reducing the din. Children all lined up, ready to go in. And then there's a noise that breaks a daydream. A small child has fallen, emitting a scream of epic proportions, even waking the dead. We all look around that moment of dread. Whose child was it? Not mine, that's for sure. A cuddle is administered to the child on the floor. The general melee is down to a hush. How did it happen? A trip or a push? For those on first day, to parents they cling for comfort and security until the bell rings. And then they line up with their new peers. Their mums stand around, fighting back tears. But soon they will learn what the rest of us know. For the sake of sanity, to school they must go. As parents, we look forward to this day. For school has started. Hip, 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 hooray!